Download Todd and Tyler podcast from the Todd and Tyler app, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, or wherever you get your podcasts. This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Rachel Ware is going to be at our live show, doing a set and hanging out and doing some podcasting with us. So make sure you join her and us on Friday, December 5th at the Admiral. Tickets available now at eTix and Z92.com. $30, I believe, and $50 for the VIP. That includes the first couple rows for the visual spectacular and meet and greet and everything. It'll be a lot of fun. Yeah, got to be 18, got to be 20. My son's excited because he can drink.
Yeah.
And that's a pre-drunk Todd at the meet and greet.
Yeah, pre-drunk Todd. At
generally. The meet and greet. I can't guarantee that.
Right. I'm ready to hit on your son. So
You got to be 18 to get in, but you got to be 21 to drink. And it's a dirty show. If you come into the show, it's going to be dirty, right? Because Rachel's a potty mouth. Yeah. Big time.
I'm pretty sure last time you asked if Heather and I would wear a strap-on, too, and the fact that I genuinely considered how long I would wear one.
Oh, you did. That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of that.
Push wants to know.
When I get together with Dad, we like to play a lot of cribbage. And we're in the middle of a best.
Speaking of strap-ons,
I want to see how this connects. Yeah.
Stay
best,
with me.
Best of 15 match, and the game of cribbage. If you do not know the game of cribbage,
I don't know. I know what it looks like, but I don't know how to play.
I know there's a little board.
Since college, there's a board, and you got to get 121 points. And
also Pagan came up.
You're dealt six cards, and you have to discard two of them. The object is to get pairs, three of a kind, runs, and cards that add up to 15.
Right.
I'm lost.
After you get your... the first thing you do, the first round of each hand, is called pegging.
Yep.
Okay. Lay there individual cards down, and okay, I get a two for about 15. I get two for a pair. So there's a lot of pegging in cribbage, which maybe...
Did you tell your dad what pegging meant?
Why I was attracted to it when I was in college. Because I didn't even know about pegging then.
Right. And things would have been way different.
That would have been the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't explain to Dad what pegging was.
Did you ask your dad if your mom ever pegged him?
I did not.
That would have been a good time to bring it up.
I think I know the answer to that one.
You think?
Yeah. Nick, your dad?
You think you know somebody.
Yeah.
Sometimes dads surprise you, Todd.
Yeah. I didn't think about that, Rach. You're right. Did your mom peg your dad, Nick?
No, because I think if she would have, she wouldn't have been as shocked when he came out of the closet.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
she would have been
Because
the fact that we're exclusively pegging.
All right, also like
these guys don't think it is because it's a woman wearing the strap on.
Right.
When it's shaped like and where it goes makes it kind of gay.
Also, you're facing forward. So, I mean, it's not like, I'm looking at a woman do it.
No, Todd wants it done missionary.
Right.
They could face any direction you want, really.
That's crazy.
They might be making that up. They may be embellishing a little bit.
No, you
or
say
we're
you
good listeners.
Oh, I'm so mad. I'm imagining it. I'm so mad right now.
We all did.
Oh, okay.
He's going to hold his balls up, though.
Well, let me distract you.
And his very smooth legs.
I also like to bounce things off you, especially when it comes
to me. Don't
say
that.
Yeah. It's very poor timing.
After I said balls, right.
Is this weird?
Is what weird?
Because you think I'm weird. So
you are weird.
I will tell you some things that I do that Rachel might think is a little weird.
Okay.
And I do this pretty routinely. Although I don't generally do it when there's a woman sitting next to me on the plane.
I need you to say it before I can.
But there's a... By the way, a full flight on Southwest means no one's sitting next to Todd. That counts as a full flight. So
cool,
it's
man. The window... middle seat was open.
Middle seat's open. All right. And then the dude on the window is asleep, and they're coming to hand out snacks. So I grab a couple extra, and I put it on the empty seat for when he wakes up.
Oh, yeah.
That's cute, yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah. And
he met various lovers that way.
You can't talk on
airplanes.
That's
what we call a meet cute.
Because everybody's got earbuds in, right. So there's no... So
there's a hand gesture.
Yeah, right. So you just wink.
I don't think that's weird.
He wakes up, I wave at him, and then I point to the snacks, and then he gives me a thumbs up and starts eating his snacks.
Now, does he think you're hitting on him?
Yeah.
I don't believe so, because...
I don't think that's romantic. I think that's just a kind gesture.
Okay.
Yeah. It'd be one thing if you, put them into his hand with your hand.
Sure.
That's suggested.
And tickled his palm. You know?
Yeah. Little like, yeah, you do that weird like middle finger thing where you like rub.
The palm,
yeah,
right. Creeps guys out.
Well, if it's the, you know, if the row is full, I'll just save the extra snacks on my tray.
Yeah.
And then when they wake up, see, I save.
Hold it.
I can't believe I'm saying this, but that's not weird. Okay. You're just being nice.
Would you do that? Yeah. If there's a guy, if there's a person in the middle and it's three solo people, nobody's together on that plane. Mm-hmm. In that aisle, would you save the chips for the guy on the window and not tell the guy in the middle you're saving them for him?
No. If somebody's asleep, I say I'll take their snacks. And when they wake up,
I would eat their snacks.
And then he eats them. So I was going to say, I would eat
them. Take those.
Yeah, I don't do that.
Snacks.
I will say, though, because of the world and the way it is, doing that for a man is very kind, but doing it for
gay.
A woman, it is borderline creepy.
That's what I would think. That's why I don't do it with women.
Yes. Then great. But you're still in the clear.
But it shouldn't be that way.
It should. Well, no,
she might go, what do you think? I need a snack? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. I think about when I fly solo, my MO is to not talk to anybody or have any interaction.
Oh, I never say a word to a woman sitting next to me unless she says something first.
See, that's what I mean. Like and that's kind of the right way to approach it with, you know.
Just to do it that way.
Are women firefighters these days? Yeah. You never know.
You should buy her a drink when they're passed out, Tommy. Wake up and say, bought you a drink. How you doing?
I got you just a regular margarita. There's nothing weird about it.
I think that's weird.
Did you motion to the guy to let him know that those were his snacks or to be like, hey, I got those for you?
When he woke up, I gave him a little hand and then
gave him a little hand? Okay, this whole story has changed.
Yeah. And then I pointed to the snacks.
And I got a blanket, too.
And you're six Bloody Marys in looking at them all bloodshot. I got your pretzels, dude.
I got your little snack, buddy.
Figure you might want them when you're awake.
You can get served six Bloody Marys on a plane.
I've gotten two.
Oh, my gosh.
Were they slow this time, too?
I generally, no matter where I'm flying, one drink.
Oh, I bet you could get six on that L.A. to Auckland flight coming up at Christmas.
Well, yeah, Todd. I think we're going to go, into the first class place.
You could get six drinks on that flight.
Oh, yeah. I've flown first class before.
If you push the button, Todd, you push the button. I hate doing that unless it's an emergency. But you push that button, they come back, you get a second Bloody Mary.
Okay, well, the donkey that was taking care of our row was pretty cool because I always, and then sometimes they look at me like when I ask for, can I get the Deep Addy vodka? Can I get two of them?
Right.
A can of seltzer water and a glass of ice. And some of them like,
I know.
And then this one goes, like make it a double. Perfect. And I said, yes, exactly. Thank you.
Yeah.
And she seemed actually like she liked
it. Oh, she
job.
Got it. Okay.
Yeah.
All
right.
It is kind of just a roll of the dice with the aisle donkey.
Really?
I mean, it's either you're going to get a nice one or you're going to get a super pissy one. And there's really no in between.
And by the way, that's not a sexual thing, too. There's a lot of dude aisle donkeys are paying the ass.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. That is usually not sex.
The male ones that are crazy meaner than the female.
I've noticed.
Right. I've found them to be somewhat moody.
Yeah.
Male or female. And you hope to catch them on a good day.
And I'm usually great with gay guys, not a male steward, though.
No?
There are some straight male stewards. Not many, but there are.
I only flew.
You went, maybe not.
We had one of our flights to Hawaii. Yeah. On the Seattle.
I've seen straight stewards.
He was a very obviously straight dude, male flight attendant.
And he's probably just getting it. Because all those people, anyways, pilots, stewardess, they're in the business for the business.
Oh, a straight steward's getting
laid. Just because a guy turns you down doesn't mean he's straight.
Kind of gay.
I only flew first class once and I got lit.
Yeah.
Oh,
easy
I got
to do.
So
very
drunk.
Easy to do, man.
Yeah. It was awesome.
Are you gonna Todd, on that long flight to New Zealand? Are you gonna try to get drunk, sober up, get drunk again? See if you can get it in twice.
I think.
Because it's, what did you say, 14 hours?
We leave LAX sometime in the middle of the night, so that would seem to be a good time. Maybe it's not a good time to sleep, because I don't know what time we get into New Zealand.
Right.
And then when we get to New Zealand, we got to hop another short flight. So there's four flights in total in this trip. And then we'll stay the night, and then it's about...
Four flights there, or four flights...
Then it's a boat
there and
ride.
Back.
Four flights there.
Yeah, I was going to say, you fly, Omaha to where?
Omaha, Atlanta, Atlanta, LAX, LAX, Auckland. Auckland.
You're flying the totally opposite way in the country.
I hate when they do that. And then it's a direct flight from Atlanta to LAX, and you're like, that makes no sense.
Yeah, well, they keep jerking us around. First it was Minneapolis, then to LAX. And then it
was Minneapolis would be bad.
Well, Salt Lake would have made the most sense.
Yes.
They also threw that at us. Well, you'll go Salt Lake to LAX. Well, that makes sense because that's your hubs. And then, Salt Lake's closed.
I'm
whatever. Now we're going to Atlanta.
Okay, I'm looking at a flight right here, Todd, on Air New Zealand that leaves, just for reference sake, leaving LAX tonight at 9:10 p.m.
Okay, and what time is it when they arrive in Auckland?
So it leaves at 9:10 p.m. Monday night from LAX. It lands in Auckland, New Zealand at 6 a.m. Wednesday morning.
Right, because you're crossing over the dateline.
You completely lose Tuesday.
Except you get it back when you come home, right?
Yeah, that's the mind F
but
there.
If you go there to live, you never get that day back.
No, you don't.
So, we got plenty of those in our real lives, though.
Yeah. I've lived days that I've wasted.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. There's a few I could have skipped.
Yeah.
But if you're leaving LAX in the middle of the night at some point, you're probably going to land early to mid-morning 2 days later.
Well, then you might want to sleep on that plane, Todd, so you show up and it's the morning.
Oh, I think I just, you know.
Just sleep 14
hours
straight.
Way.
Well, that's one of those where you just sleep when you're tired, you know, eat when you're, because you have no idea, you know, what day or what time it is.
Yeah.
Just let nature take its
you
course.
You might want some.
It's the morning, though. You're actually leaving at night, and you're getting someplace in the morning.
And then settle in. Yeah. What I need to find is when the, because the Vikings play on Christmas Day, and we will be there on Christmas Day, and it turns out there won't be much going on in the town we're in because I guess a town called Christchurch likes to celebrate Christmas.
Yeah.
Wow. Well,
but I think we figured this out, Todd, don't you? If the game is happening for us on Christmas Day, for you it's happening on the 26th.
Right. Yeah, you're lucky.
That's what I think.
Yeah. Like the next morning, it'll be the morning of the 26th that game will be on for you.
And the Chiefs play too Christmas, right? You should watch them and call Nick and spoil it for him.
Yeah, you'll see it before.
Right.
No, he'll see it after.
I'll see it after.
No, you could call Todd and spoil the Vikings game for him because you see it on Christmas. He didn't see it until the 26th.
We can all potentially watch it at the same time.
I know.
Because it's on Netflix.
I know.
I don't think so.
And now I'm on vacation, so I may not even watch that game.
Maybe you guys will just call each other to wish each other a Merry Christmas.
That's
going to happen.
Ho, ho, ho.
That's totally going to happen. Yeah, Merry Christmas, guys. No. See you later.
I like to write him a long letter about what's been going on for the year.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
And then include family picture.
You're insufferable.
And then wish him a Merry Christmas and a
happy
new year.
Just now figuring this out?
And then I'll do it again next year.
Yeah. I saw one of those letters last year that said the dad of this family, they're like, oh, he got a haircut. I was like,
oh,
what?
Really? That's I guess one of the highlights of your year?
I guess the dude had really long hair and then cut it off.
Okay.
I'm like, that made me want to write a letter. Like, I've never wanted to do that before. But, like, I got 13 haircuts.
We get one from Tyrell's family where it's always, like, it's the doom gathers as you go through the letter. And it's very fun. We will sit around
cousins
and do,
have died.
Like, a performance reading of it where it's, like, things are going great. And then they're just absolutely not going great. Yeah.
You know, Aunt Bartha, she died.
Exactly. It's exactly that.
Am I a dick for not reading those letters?
No.
I don't read any of them.
I like them. Just because they're...
I don't think I get it anymore.
They're very cheesy. It takes a certain kind of person to write that.
Right.
And I hope I offend the right people when I say this, but like if you're writing a letter, your life is not that interesting. Like if you can fit it on a page and a half,
what
a
you guys
whole
did that,
year.
Well, the dad got a freaking haircut. Well,
exactly.
And generally the page and a half is the entire family.
Exactly.
Each person is like one paragraph.
Also, what's the eight-year-old doing besides going to school and living in your house? Don't do this.
Oh,
no.
Yeah. We're up to our old shenanigans.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. What?
Just you know, we're all wacky.
Yeah.
Scored 3 goals in 40 games in soccer.
Exactly. Exactly.
We think he's a phenom.
I think you should do one of those and just see if people read them that way. Put out something, you know we caught Jimmy masturbating last June.
And put it like four paragraphs down.
Right.
Just to see
if anybody reads it.
Yeah.
Right?
I wouldn't. I never read those letters.
How many do you get at your house, Puss?
Maybe three or four usually.
You don't read them? Does your wife read them?
I think so. They usually come from her side of the family, so I don't. I'm just like, bad way.
Yeah,
those people barely know who I am anyway.
True that. You're right. Come on back. Rachel Ware with us.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Wherever you go, whatever they get into, from chill time to everyday adventures, protect your dog from parasites with Credelio Quattro. For full safety information, side effects, and warnings, visit CredelioQuattroLabel.com. Consult your vet or call 1-888-545-5973. Ask your vet for Credelio Quattro and visit QuattroDog.com.